This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Investigations into the release of sensitive student information from a Missoula high school have found that the error was caused by a school official. The Missoulian reports Missoula County Public School Superintendent Mark Thane announced the findings yesterday. He said Hellgate High School Assistant Principal Libby Oliver mistakenly sent the wrong documents in an email to parents containing the private information. The email sent December 4th to nearly 30 parents included an attached document containing academic, medical, disciplinary, and criminal information on Hellgate students. About 1,100 students were affected. Thane said the error was the result of a failure to follow the best professional practices. He says the parents of every student whose information was released will be notified. A proposed silver and copper mine beneath northwestern Montana's Cabinet Mountains Wilderness has cleared a major hurdle with the completion of an environmental study in the works for a decade. Craig Jones with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality said yesterday that a final decision on the Montanore mine near the Idaho border could come by late next month. Mines Management Incorporated of Spokane is proposing to remove up to 120 million tons of ore from the site south of Libby. It would affect more than 1,500 acres of land. Environmental groups are strongly opposed. They sued the federal government in June over concerns that mining would harm threatened grizzly bears and bull trout. Approval is needed from the state and the U.S. Forest Service. Uber, the booming ride-sharing platform that allows just about anyone to turn their car into a taxi business, is now legal in Montana. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Public Service Commission spokesperson Eric Sell says Uber's October 20th application for a license to operate in Montana was granted in a 4-1 vote by the commissioners.
They could turn their app on this afternoon and operate it right away.
While Uber's mobile-based platform can operate in Montana, just like it does in other states, right now it's more of a test drive for the company to see if state lawmakers like what they see or if more regulations are needed.
Then if there's deficiencies, then there will likely be either a rule change made at the commission level, or if it has to be a statutory change, there will probably be a bill introduced at the legislature.
Even though Uber can legally operate in Montana, people who open the app on their phones here still won't be able to catch a ride. Uber hasn't yet launched its services in Montana. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A constitutional challenge to Montana's open primary election law appears to be headed to trial. A judge ruled that state and county Republicans have too many unproven claims in their lawsuit to decide the case without a trial. The judge said in his decision that the Republican plaintiffs have presented enough evidence to continue the case. A wintry blast that dropped a foot of snow in parts of Wyoming and Montana has closed schools and roads. It's the first snow day in Billings in more than 25 years. Dozens of vehicle crashes have been reported in Montana because of iced over roads. Travel's a lot more fun in Yellowstone National Park, where all the recent snow has allowed the park to start welcoming snowmobile and the tank-like snow coach traffic. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will decide whether a person with multiple domestic violence convictions in tribal court is eligible for enhanced sentences in the federal system. The case stems from a 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling from a Montana case that went against separate court decisions on cases in North Dakota and Utah. The 9th Circuit threw out tribal court convictions against Michael Bryan Jr. because Bryan did not have a lawyer. U.S. attorneys have used the so-called habitual offender statute to bring cases to federal court. The North Dakota case involves an enrolled member of the Standing Rock Indian Reservation sentenced to 5 years in prison. Officials with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Montana did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Police say a Montana man is facing felony assault charges after pulling out a 2-foot-long sword during an argument with a neighbor. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the charging documents say a man told Belgrade police Friday that his 57-year-old neighbor pointed a very big knife at him and accused him of stealing his property. Documents say the man admitted to detectives that he confronted his neighbor with a black Japanese-style sword in hopes of getting honest answers. His bail hearing is scheduled for Tuesday, pending a medical exam. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.